Russian officials say that 10 Arabs were among the hostage takers at the school in Beslan, though that is yet to be confirmed. Arabs and Muslims around the world have long had common cause with their fellow Muslims fighting in Chechnya. But the disturbing images of dead and injured Russian schoolchildren seem to have eroded that support. And it's also prompted an unusually public debate about Islam and terrorism. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has a report.
Thanks to the internet and satellite television, the disturbing scenes from the Russian school were beamed into many Arab living rooms. Rami Khoury, editor of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, says these images have touched people deeply, perhaps even more so than the attacks of September 11th.
I think a qualitative threshold was crossed. When you have hundreds and hundreds of school children on their first day of school being killed like this, it transcends any morality, religion, ethnicity, ideology, nationality.
That's a sentiment echoed by Muslim leaders, not only moderate ones like Jordan's King Abdullah, but also those whom the U.S. accused of sponsoring terrorism themselves. Syria's official news agency condemned the cowardly attack. One Iranian newspaper called it savage. Even Egypt's largest Islamic militant group, the Muslim Brotherhood, has condemned the attack as un-Islamic. Such comments are rare following attacks against Westerners in Iraq or Saudi Arabia, and virtually unheard of when Israeli civilians are killed. The tragedy in Russia has prompted some in the Arab world to publicly confront painful questions that are often aired only in private, if they are discussed at all. One article in particular is sending shockwaves throughout the Arab world. It appeared in the pan-Arab newspaper Al-Sharq Al-Asat and was written by the prominent Saudi journalist Abdulrahman Al-Rashid. He writes that it is time for Muslims to, as he puts it, own up to the shameful fact that terrorism has become an Islamic enterprise.
In the past 10 years, we haven't seen so much of killing and violence in the name of any other religion as much as we see it in the name of God in an Islamic sense.
Al-Rashid goes a step further. He pinpoints the root causes of this terrorism, not on injustices committed by the U.S. and Israel, as many Muslims claim, but on corrupt Arab governments and, he says, an Islamic clergy that preaches violence.
We have a new generation of teachers, not a new generation of students. Those who teach violence, that they think Islam is justified, they go after those untrue faithful. They're not just, Christians or Jews, but they go after their own fellow Muslims.
Such critiques are commonly voiced by Western observers, but rarely spoken aloud by prominent Arabs. Again, Rami Khoury.
The sentiments reflected in that column were sentiments that are actually very common in this region. What's different now is that people are expressing these views in public much more.
But there are other views being expressed in public. One well-known Muslim cleric from the Gulf state of Bahrain has questioned whether Muslims were really behind the seizure of the Russian school. Khalid Al-Maina, editor of the Saudi-based Arab News, says he was shocked and appalled by the attack, but he questions the official Russian version of events, and he says, don't blame Islam for the bloodshed.
What bugs me is that whenever an incident happens in which the perpetrator is a Muslim, suddenly, you bring the Islamophobia drums and beat them. But I don't think so. The Chechenians did this in the name of Islam or anything else.
Gauging public sentiment in the Arab world is never easy. So much takes place in the shadows. But the terrorist attack on the Russian school does seem to have prompted some unusually public soul-searching. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.